Good day, everyone, and welcome to Phiwokuhle Mthembu's podcast. So I promised you guys that I was going to make a podcast for you explaining what exactly is the so-called new distraction. Before I even start, I'm wondering if you guys have ever noticed how easy it is to get distracted these days. I mean, our old idea of what a distraction is was mostly related to someone distracting you or something that you have to do that takes away productivity from you. But at some point I was sitting alone away from everyone and everything, trying to be productive and doing my work, but somehow, some way, the distraction was still there, if not more. And so, me being observant and curious, I realized that we are still holding on to the old idea of what a distraction is, and we fail to understand that as change comes, there's a lot of things that have to be redefined. So what is a new distraction? A new distraction is basically the distraction that comes with change. As we shift to so much positive change in technology, there's a lot that we need to understand that is negative that comes with the good. So the best way to take advantage or take power of good change is to be aware and avoid the negativity that comes with it. So one of the distractions that come with the new distraction is a cell phone, basically. A cell phone is one asset that we have, but if it's not an asset, it's probably the biggest and worst distraction that you have. Okay, so how does a cell phone become a distraction to you? Sometimes we all need internet, right? We all need internet to do our work. We all need social media. Some people work on social media. Some people need the internet to work. And so what you guys do is when you have to do your work, you go to your phone and you search on the internet, and the minute the WhatsApp notification pops in, you check the WhatsApp notification, you start looking at people's statuses, you start liking pictures on Instagram and watching stories, and from there you stop being productive because of this distraction that you are not even aware of. Even with students, sometimes when you're studying, it's not even a matter of using your cell phone or going to the internet, but just your cell phone being around or the internet being around, you having easy access to your cell phone. Sometimes students use their cell phone when they study and they listen to music, but the fact that your cell phone is next to you, if that something pops up, you start using it. So what I did personally to avoid this new distraction was I switched off all of my notifications from WhatsApp, Instagram, all these social apps, except for the most important things like my emails. Then I didn't switch off notifications. But switching off notifications is one of the key, because then I only go to WhatsApp when I want to go to WhatsApp. I only go to Instagram when I want to go to Instagram. I'm kind of more in control of this distraction compared to someone who gets notifications all the time. And also, I think the solution to this is you being aware of the fact that this is a distraction, because sometimes you have bad things in your life because you don't know that you have bad things and they're going on you, and you're a victim of bad stuff and negativity, but you don't know, and that's the worst part of it. So you being aware of something wrong gives you space or the ability to fix whatever the problem is. Also, and just having self-control as people, being able to control ourselves in everything that we do. But mostly, I think the most important thing is understanding that this is a distraction and you should consider it as something negative, so that you use your cell phone, internet, and social media as an asset and not let it control you. Before I stop this podcast, I would love to give you guys this message that the most important thing is making sure that you find yourself. And if you haven't found yourself, please keep searching. That should be the main work that you are doing in your life. If you haven't found yourself, your purpose in life, keep searching. And if you found it, please make sure that you are working on it daily. This is Phiwokuhle Mthembu with the Message Podcast for the day. Thank you.